Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the chatter and get you straight to the ideas that really matter. Today, we're cracking open a term, well, gets tossed around constantly in the digital world, SEO and internet marketing. We all kind of know the acronym, right? But how deep does our understanding actually go? So we've got this really clear, very practical article from an Austin, Texas SEO company. It's great, very straightforward. And our mission with this deep dive, it's not just defining SEO. We want to really uncover what makes it so vital for businesses today, you know, why it's basically non-negotiable if you're serious about your online presence, and crucially, how it actually works behind the scenes to fuel growth, especially for, say, local companies who are maybe tired of just constantly paying for ads. Yeah, we're going to unpack how businesses can get, you know, more calls, more qualified calls, turn those into solid leads, and ultimately get more jobs booked online. It's all about building a sustainable digital asset, not just, well, renting attention moment to moment. This isn't just showing up. It's about playing the long game for strategic market presence.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. We generally get that SEO, search engine optimization, is about making your website more visible in search results. But this source helps us go deeper than just that surface definition. It shows how this seemingly simple idea has become, well, the bedrock for businesses online, especially local ones, trying to really own their space.
Right. And what's fascinating here is how the source immediately clarifies something important. SEO isn't just about nudging your rank up a spot or two. It's fundamentally about changing the economics of how you get customers. You know, paid ads give you that instant hit, sure, but it's often fleeting. This article really implies that good SEO, done right, delivers a much, much higher return over time. Think about it. Organic search traffic, it often converts way better, maybe 5 to 10 times higher than social media or even paid search clicks. So this positions SEO not just as a way to be seen, but as a really efficient long-term engine for revenue. You're building an asset, like you said, not just renting space.
That's a really crucial distinction, isn't it? Building an asset versus renting attention. It completely reframes how businesses should think about where they put their digital dollars. And for you listening, whether you run a business or you're just super curious about how digital marketing really works underneath, or maybe you just wonder why some companies seem to dominate Google effortlessly. Understanding this deeper angle is like the first real step to navigating the modern digital world. It's seeing past the obvious. Okay, so we've kind of got the what, but the why, that's where it gets really serious. The source hammers home this point, and it resonates, I think, with every business owner. Your potential customers, they aren't just thinking about searching for what you offer. They're doing it right now, like this very second. And if your business isn't showing up prominently on that first page of Google, well, let's be direct. Your competitors are probably getting those calls. They're getting those leads. It's not hypothetical. It's just the daily reality online.
Precisely. And the direct benefits, the tangible stuff SEO brings, our source lays them out really clearly. And they matter because they hit the bottom line. It's not just about looking good online. We're talking, first off, a significant boost in qualified website traffic. That's foundational. But beyond that, it actively builds trust and credibility for your brand.
How so? Why trust?
Well, think about it. People generally trust organic search results more than ads, right? Showing up there naturally signals authority. Google's algorithm put you there for a reason. Critically, it generates consistent leads and sales. It turns that visibility into actual business. And for lots of businesses, especially service-based ones, it massively improves local visibility. It's like a lifeline to nearby customers. And as you mentioned earlier, a huge long-term plus often overlooked is the cost. Once your SEO matures, your cost per lead can be significantly lower than many paid ad channels.
Right, that compounding effect.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the real beauty of SEO is that it creates this always-on presence for your business. By smartly combining the technical stuff, the right keywords, and a solid content strategy, it makes sure your business is consistently there, you know, right in front of the right audience, people actively looking. It's like having a quiet, tireless sales team working 24/7 for you.
Okay, so we've got the why, the urgency, the impact. Makes total sense. But for a lot of people, the real mystery is the how. Like, how does a website actually convince Google to rank it high? Our source breaks that down too, laying out these 6 core strategies that really work together. It's basically about aligning your website with what search engines like Google value most. Things like relevance, authority, and just a great user experience.
That's right. The article outlines these strategies, and they're not really separate tactics you pick and choose. Think of them more like interconnected gears. First up, Keyword research. And this isn't just about finding popular words anymore, it's a deep dive. You need to understand the intent. What's behind the specific words your potential customers are typing? Are they just looking for info, comparing options? Or are they ready to, you know, make a call right now? Knowing that shapes everything else.
Okay, so understanding the why behind the search.
Exactly. Then you've got on-page SEO. This is about optimizing the stuff on your actual website pages. Things like your page titles, your headings, the content itself, making sure it really answers the user's question clearly and engagingly. Even how your images are labeled matters. It's basically signaling to both Google and your human visitors, hey, this page is the best resource for what you're looking for.
Makes sense. Being clear and helpful.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the stuff behind the scenes. Technical SEO. This is like the website's foundation and plumbing. It includes things like site speed, how fast your pages load, and mobile friendliness, which is huge now. But critically, it's also about crawlability. Can Google's little robots easily find, navigate, and understand all the content on your site? Sometimes even great content gets buried if the site structure is confusing for search engines.
So making it easy for Google to actually read your site.
Precisely. Uh-huh. I remember when I first really grasped how much site speed mattered. It wasn't just about user patience, though that's important too. Google actively rewards faster sites, a slow site.
Yeah.
It's like inviting guests over but making them wait ages at the door. Not a great experience.
Yeah, good analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Next is content marketing. This isn't just, you know, throwing up random blog posts. It's about consistently publishing truly valuable, relevant content. Stuff that directly answers the questions your audience is asking. Content that provides useful information and positions you as an expert in your field. This builds trust over time, turning casual visitors into actual customers.
So becoming a trusted resource.
Exactly. Then, super important for many, is local SEO.
Yeah.
This is all about targeting searches specific to a city or region and really leveraging platforms like Google Maps and Google Business Profile so local customers find you when they search for services near me. It's its own little ecosystem really driven by location.
Right. Crucial for service businesses.
Absolutely. And finally, there's link building. Now, the source emphasizes, and this is key, it's not just about getting any links. It's about earning quality links. Think of them like votes of confidence from other respected, authoritative websites in your field. A strong profile of these quality backlinks signals to Google that your site is credible and trustworthy. It boosts your site's overall authority, which directly helps your rankings. It basically tells Google, hey, other trusted sources vouch for this site.
Okay, so keyword research, on-page technical content, local and link building. And what's really crucial to get here, I think, is that these aren't standalone things you just check off a list. They're not separate tools. They have to work together, right? In synergy, kind of like, I don't know, different instruments in an orchestra. Each plays its part, but the combined sound is what's powerful. This connected strategy is what actually earns those higher rankings and builds that strong, lasting online visibility. It's truly holistic.
Perfectly put. It's all interconnected.
Right. So let's shift gears a little. Let's bring in some of the specific questions the source tackles. This is where the theory hits the road. You know, it helps illustrate the real-world impact and exactly who benefits most.
Absolutely. And the article asks this directly. Why is local SEO so incredibly important for service-based trades? Think roofers, HVAC companies, plumbers. The answer, as the source makes clear, is about immediacy and need. These businesses often rely on customers nearby who need help now. Local SEO makes sure their business pops up right in the map results and for city-specific searches like plumber in Austin. It's like putting a digital fence around their ideal customer base, making them visible at the exact moment of need.
Capturing that immediate demand.
Exactly. Take SEO for roofers, for instance. The source uses this as a great example. Homeowners today, they're not grabbing the yellow pages. They go straight to Google, especially if it's urgent, like storm damage. So optimizing for phrases like emergency roof repair city name or roof leak fix Austin. It's not just about being found. It's about capturing a customer in that critical moment when the decision needs to be made fast. This requires specific content, making sure your Google Business Profile highlights quick response times, maybe 247 service. That's what drives, as the source says, more inbound calls, more leads, and more booked jobs, because you're the solution that appears when it matters most.
Makes total sense for emergency services.
Mm-hmm. And the source also asks about professional services. Do lawyers, dentists, real estate agents benefit? And the answer is a definite yes, greatly. These fields connect with clients who are often looking for high-value, specific solutions. Trust and expertise are paramount here. Think about it. If you need a lawyer, you're probably not just browsing casually. You need specific help, maybe urgently, and you're looking for signs of credibility, experience, local presence.
Yeah, the stakes feel higher.
They often are. So for SEO, for lawyers, the legal field is super competitive. Client value is high. Local SEO helps law firms show up for those really specific, high-intent searches like family lawyer in downtown Austin or personal injury attorney near me.
Yeah.
The strategy here is about building authority in certain practice areas, making sure the firm's expertise and reputation shine through online. This leads directly to, as the source puts it, steady case inquiries and long-term client growth from people ready to hire.
Okay, so it works across different types of service businesses, from trades to high-end professionals. And connecting to another trade the source mentioned, HVAC services. It really highlights how SEO can generate steady leads year-round, even in the slow seasons, right? Which is a huge deal for those businesses. By ranking well for searches like AC repair near me in summer and heater installation Austin in the fall or winter, and showing up clearly on Google Maps, they can smooth out those seasonal bumps and keep a steady flow of qualified prospects coming in. It's about being visible proactively, not just reacting when the phone stops ringing.
That consistency is huge for managing cash flow and growth.
Definitely. Now, a question that always comes up, especially when we talk about a long-term play like SEO, is, well, the timeline. How long does it actually take to see results? The source mentions 3-6 months, which sounds okay, but you know, for a new business maybe, or in a really tough market, does that timeline really hold? Are there maybe hidden factors, things the source doesn't spell out, that could stretch that window? Or maybe even shorten it for some?
That's a really fair and critical question. The source does give that general guideline. Most businesses begin seeing results within 3 to 6 months. But you've absolutely hit on the key point. It's highly variable. It depends. The biggest factor, competition. How crowded is your specific market and keyword space? A very niche service might see traction faster than, say, trying to rank for real estate agent in a major city. The starting point matters too. The current health, age, and authority of your website play a big role. A brand new site starts from scratch, building trust. An established site might have a head start. And crucially, the consistency and quality of the SEO work being done. This isn't something you set up once and forget. It's a sustained effort, an ongoing investment in your digital presence that builds on itself over time. It really is a marathon, not a sprint.
That marathon versus sprint distinction is so important. Okay. And this leads us nicely into thinking about what a business should actually look for in a good SEO strategy or maybe in an SEO partner. Our source kind of implies this by describing what an effective SEO provider does. We can pull out some key principles from that.
Exactly. We can definitely distill those into some clear takeaways for you listening. A strong SEO approach often starts with specialization. Does the provider understand your specific business or trade? It's rarely one size fits all. Knowing the unique customer journey and competitive landscape in, say, roofing versus dentistry allows for much sharper targeting. There absolutely needs to be a strong focus on local SEO, especially for service businesses. That's where the immediate customers are.
So industry and local focus.
Right. And the strategy itself needs to be customized. What works for attracting emergency repair calls is very different from the long-term trust building a financial advisor needs. The best strategies also tend to integrate thoughtful web design with SEO. It's not just about getting traffic, it's about converting that traffic. Does the site make it easy and intuitive for visitors to take the next step, whether that's calling, filling out a form, or booking an appointment? And finally, transparency is key. Non-negotiable, really. Look for clear reporting, measurable results, focusing on metrics that actually matter to your business goals, like leads and sales, not just vanity metrics like rankings for obscure terms. You should always understand how your investment is performing and the tangible impact it's having.
Right, focusing on real business outcomes.
Yeah, precisely. And thinking about these points, it raises an important question for you, the listener. How does this help you see the true depth of what a comprehensive SEO strategy involves? It goes way beyond just picking a few keywords. It's a really complex, multi-layered discipline. But when it's done right, it touches and improves pretty much every aspect of your online presence. It's not just about getting found. It's about being seen as the best, most relevant solution when someone is searching.
Okay, so to kind of wrap this all up, our deep dive today, I think it's made one thing incredibly clear. SEO and internet marketing. It's just not optional anymore. It's not a nice to have add-on. It's really an essential pillar for any business that wants sustained online success and growth in today's digital world. It's fundamental. It's really about building that digital legacy, that asset we talked about, not just constantly paying for fleeting attention.
Absolutely. So maybe the final thought, the thing for you to really consider moving forward. Given that SEO is fundamentally about that long-term growth, about building lasting authority, how might a business strategically choose to prioritize sustained visibility through SEO over those quick, often temporary gains from paid advertising? And what are the really profound long-term implications for their brand identity, their customer relationships, and their whole customer acquisition strategy if they truly commit to making that shift? Think about the difference. It's like building a strong, resilient home on land you actually own versus just paying rent month after month for a temporary billboard that could disappear tomorrow.
That's a really powerful question. Cuts right to the core of modern business strategy, doesn't it? We really encourage you to keep exploring how these ideas apply to your own interests, maybe your own business ventures, or even just your understanding of this complex, always changing digital world we're all navigating. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.